From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. On a day when there have been more attacks against anti-government protesters in Egypt by forces claiming to be loyal to the country's president, Hosni Mubarak, the situation has also gotten difficult for those covering the story. There were a number of incidents where armed men attacked journalists, including those with NPR. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro was among those attacked and says tensions have been steadily ratcheting up.
The government really hasn't made any statement as to what is happening with foreign reporters. But what we have seen, and this has been over the past week, is Egyptian state television has repeatedly talked about the fact that this unrest has been fomented by international journalists, by international infiltrators, that the hand of the international community is meddling in Egyptian affairs. And, of course, that message has made people here on the streets of Cairo extremely paranoid and extremely xenophobic.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, in an interview with ABC TV today, President Hosni Mubarak said he would leave office now, but says he is worried it would only lead to further chaos in his country. President Obama says he is praying for an end to the violence in Egypt and for the recovery of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president appeared at the National Prayer Breakfast today and talked about his own faith.
President Obama says it was the example of religious leaders that helped bring him into politics. And the last 2 years in office have only deepened his faith. He joked being president has a funny way of making one feel the need to pray.
Abe Lincoln said, as many of you know, I have been driven to my knees many times by the overwhelming conviction that I had no place else to go.
Mr. Obama said he prays for Americans suffering hardship, for humility in political debate, and for patience when his daughter Malia goes off to her first dance with boys. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Number of people filing initial jobless claims took a tumble last week. The Labor Department reports 42,000 fewer claims were filed than the previous week. The closely watched four-week average ticked up slightly. While analysts say the latest claims may have been distorted somewhat by bad weather in parts of the country, PNC economist Robert Dye says the trend appears to be moving in the right direction.
I think we're going to start to see labor market conditions improving. We get up above maybe 175,000 jobs per month on a consistent basis when we start to see the unemployment rate tick down consistently. And I think that's going to be a very good sign for the economy.
Government releases its closely watched monthly job numbers for January tomorrow. First report of the new year expected to show the economy adding about 145,000 jobs. U.S. stock market was able to shake off some of the worries about the increasingly volatile situation in Egypt. Stocks again moving higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 20 points today to end the session at 12,062. The Nasdaq gained 4 points, closing at 2,753. The S&P 500 rose 3 points today. You're listening to NPR. The Attorney General for the state of Virginia says his state's challenge of the Obama administration's health care law should go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. Attorney General Ken Cusinelli says he plans to file a motion that would allow him to bypass the appeals court after winning a federal judge's ruling in December against the new law on the grounds it will require most Americans to buy health insurance. Cusinelli says sending the case to the Supreme Court would spare states and companies expenses from a law that may turn out to be unconstitutional. Ford Motor Company is recalling more than 360,000 of its popular F-150 pickup trucks. NPR's Charles Snyder reports it's because of a safety issue in the event of a crash.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there is a potential problem with interior door handles not working properly. It has to do with a spring, which in the event of a crash could cause the door latch to open. The recall affects model year 2009 and 2010 F-150s produced from January 2008 to November 2009. Ford says there have been no injuries tied to the problem. Most of the trucks to be recalled, nearly 281,000, are in the United States. The balance are in Canada and Mexico. The recall is expected to begin around the middle of the month. Ford says dealers will add reinforcements to the spring or simply replace the interior door handles free of charge. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A number of incidents involving people pointing handheld laser to airplanes may be on the rise, but the Senate has moved to take action aimed at making it a much more serious crime to do so. By 96-1 vote, the Senate making the crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. FAA says the number of incidents in which people pointed lasers at planes and helicopters nearly doubled last year to more than 2,800. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.